Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Thank the Lord for his faithfulness unto us.
Amen.
We trust that he has been faithful to you.
Yes.
We desire your prayers tonight. We have a message from the Lord. And we are depending on him to help us deliver it to you.
Amen.
We trust that the Spirit of God will work with your heart and give you what he wants for you to have. I would like to turn to Luke, the 12th chapter. Luke 12, and we're going to read verse 32. It says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Now, when you read this particular chapter, Jesus had discussed many different topics. But what we know about Jesus is when he came to the earth, he had full intentions of fulfilling God's will.
Yeah.
And the benefit we have is Jesus walked the earth.
Yeah.
He saw what we see. He felt what we feel. He dealt with popularity. He dealt with being disdained or shunned. And so he understands what is all in this world. And he spoke these particular words, and they are recorded for you and I's benefit. He said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." First he said, "Fear not." We live in a world where people have a lot of fear.
Yeah.
Just in a natural sense, you and I have fear, especially if it's something that we are not familiar with.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere that I've never been before. I don't know how the roads are. I'm a little fearful when I get out in that traffic.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to watch my GPS and watch the other cars around me.
Yeah.
And in every place you go, they drive differently, don't they? Sometimes they run the red light. Sometimes they just cut you off. And so there's a natural fear that is part of humanity.
Right.
Where I'm not sure what's going to happen in my life.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down this path and I'm going to follow God to all I know and understand. But I'm not sure what's going to take place in my life.
Yeah.
But he said, "Fear not, little flock."
Yeah.
And when he got started talking about little flock, that's not what you and I think about in the way it reads. You think, oh, just a little small group. That's not what it means. You know what it means? It means those that have a desire for a full, complete salvation that God has brought to this earth.
Amen.
There's a lot of Christians out there that accept Jesus as their Savior.
Yeah.
But not everybody has a desire to get a hold of everything that God has for them. That's why he said, "Little flock, fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Notice he said, "Your Father." Now, when I go somewhere with my dad and he goes down, separates from us, he says, "I'm going to go check this out or that out. When we're going to get back together, how do I know which one's my dad?" You know what? I'm looking for my dad.
Yeah.
I have an experience with my dad. I've been around him all these years, and I can spot him just about anywhere. I can tell the way he walks.
Yeah.
I can kind of tell the way he moves. I know how he looks.
Yeah.
He's talking about your Father. That means you and I have developed a close, intimate relationship with God Almighty, and he is taking us through this life.
Amen.
He said, "Fear not, little flock.
Yeah.
It is your Father's good pleasure." Not every father does good.
True.
I'm sure you and I can think of a few that have missed the mark as a father.
Right.
But God's whole desire. What did Jesus say when the man told him, "Good master, why callest you me now good? There is not one, there's only one good person, and that's the Father."
Yes.
Everything that he desires to do in our lives is for our good.
Yes.
Sometimes it don't look like it. Sometimes we look at the situation and we say, "I don't know about this one, Lord. It seems like you're taking me down an unnecessary road."
Yes.
Or it seems like you're allowing this thing in my life, and I can question what he's doing sometimes. Well, Lord, why'd you let this come my way? Job could have asked the same thing. Lord, why you send this to me? I'm sitting here minding my own business. I'm taking care of my family. I'm doing this. I am following you all the way that I know how to do.
Yes.
Why did you let the devil pick on me?
Yes.
It's not because God has, I just want to see him squirm a little bit.
No. Right.
Matter of fact, God said, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
Right.
God knew Job's heart, and he knew Job would stand true all the way.
Yes.
So he says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you what?" He said the kingdom.
Yes.
Now that kingdom, there's a whole lot to the kingdom.
Yes. Amen.
You and I, sometimes we think about, well, this is the kingdom. Christ came to save me from my sins. And when he went back to heaven, he sent back the Holy Ghost to dwell within me, to lead and to guide me. But there's a whole lot more than that to the kingdom. I can take anything to him. Any request. It doesn't matter whether it's spiritual. It doesn't matter if it's physical. It doesn't matter if it's mental or emotional. It doesn't matter. It revolves around other people around me. I can take it all to him.
Yes.
The kingdom.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes I marvel when I look at people that call themselves Christians.
Lord,
and there's so many struggles that they have. There's so many things that they take into their own hands. "I got this one, Lord. You don't need to work this one out." We've been guilty of it too.
Yes.
How many situations have arisen in our own life and we go through our mind and I'm thinking, "How am I going to work this one out? Well, let me see if this will work. Well, what if that doesn't work? Let me see about this. Well, here I got this back up over here." You and I's brains cannot produce enough algorithms to solve the problems. That's why we take it to the one that gives us the kingdom. He says, "Let me have that over there." Here's a simple example. You come home from work, you're tired. Set the keys down somewhere. Don't know where, you know, you get up the next day, gotta go to work. I'm on a time schedule, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Where did I put the keys? You go to where you thought you left them. I'm pretty sure I left them on that table right inside the door.
Yeah.
They're not there.
All right.
Well, say, where's my backup spot? Well, I usually put them by the bed. They're not there. And you know how we do? We go searching through the house.
Mm.
He said he'll give us the kingdom.
Yes.
How about ask your Father, "Lord, where are my keys?"
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Sometimes you get to that point, that's the last thing we do.
Lord.
I should have asked you first, Lord, but now I'm asking you because I'm desperate. I got 5 minutes before I got to get to work, and I don't know where my keys are. And I don't have a car that you can push the button, and it just starts. And the Lord says, "You left them in such and such a place." You know, when you came home, you thought maybe I put them on that table, but in reality, I stuck them in my pocket and didn't even realize it. He said he'll give you the kingdom.
Yes.
Just simple example like that represents everything in our lives.
Yes.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord.
You got some situation going on at work? Don't seem like people can get along like they should at work, Or maybe the boss is doing something that you don't approve of. Give it to the Father. He said he'll give you the kingdom. Everything. I had a situation. When you live by faith, you get to experience a few things. Had a situation, paid all bills. Got one bill left. $25. Don't know where it's coming from. I said, Lord, I have this last bill to pay, but I don't have the $25 to pay it. Go to the mailbox. All right, go to the mailbox. There's a check out there for a rebate from the electric company for $25. He'll give you the kingdom. But you know what we do sometimes? We try to take, oh, this one's simple enough. I can handle it. Why do you want all them cares in your life when you got an almighty God that said he'll give you the kingdom? Not just in our personal temporary situations. What about our spiritual situations? You know what it says over there in Romans? 14th chapter. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink. But what is it? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is going to tell the people around us that I have a hold of something. I have a Father, my own personal Father, that has given me the kingdom. He's going to teach me how to treat people right. He is going to give me a peace. There's a scripture that says it's the way of peace. It's not that I got peace this day because nobody crossed me. And then the next day somebody crosses me and I'm looking for my peace. It said it's a way of peace. It's a mindset of peace. And you and I can have that kind of peace. And it said joy in the Holy Ghost. That means no matter how my situations in life are, I can have a joy. Even when things are difficult, I can have a song on my heart, keep singing right along the way. Even though I'm in trouble, even though I'm dealing with something that I don't want to be dealing with, Lord, when am I going to get out of this trial? I can sing right through it. Because that's what's in the kingdom. There's another place in the scriptures. It says, you being evil, know how to give good gifts. How much more shall your Father give you the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
If you are a Christian here today, and you have not received the blessing of the Holy Ghost in your life, you are missing out on a key component to victory in your salvation.
Yes.
You know what the Holy Spirit does? Holy Spirit keep you company.
Yes.
There's a reason why he called it the Comforter. He'll keep you company no matter where you are in life. You may be, forgive me, Sister Doris, you may be at the age of Sister Doris, all by herself. I believe she has more company than some of us experience. And you know why? Because the Holy Ghost dwells there. The Holy Ghost is one of the closest friends that you and I can have. Sometimes you might be dealing with a situation, no one else knows about it. I remember the enemy was attacking me one day, and I was in my bed, and I was asleep, but I was not asleep. You know what I mean? I was aware, but I was asleep still. And the enemy had begun to present some thoughts to my mind. And before I was even cognitive of it, I'm entertaining his thoughts. And you know what the Holy Ghost said? You are not asleep. That's a friend you need right there. One to tell you when you're about to get in trouble because what the enemy has come to present to you. That is part of the kingdom. We don't have to go through this salvation alone. He'll teach us the word. He'll encourage us when we need it. He'll bring a song our way when we need it. He'll send someone. He'll have someone else give us a call. You was on my mind. These are the benefits of the kingdom. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. I don't know if you thought about it this way, but when you look at what God put in the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve, it said they had need of nothing. Every tree was in there that they could possibly need. Were they running around that garden working hard?
No.
I don't believe they were. I believe it was just leisurely. They was enjoying themselves. God had given them everything. And not only did he give them everything, he would come down and visit with them every day.
Right.
Now, do you think when God created this plan of salvation that he left anything out?
No.
I don't believe he did.
I
believe that people miss out because they don't pursue it.
Yeah.
I don't get comfortable where you are.
Yeah.
Have an earnest desire. Lord, I want the whole kingdom. I don't want just this little bit of salvation that you give me. And then I go through my life and I'm fighting my anger. Or I'm having trouble with my patience. The person cut me off on the road, really got on my nerves, and I wanted to rail that horn. The kingdom has more than that.
Yes.
There are situations that come that we don't expect. You know what part of the kingdom is? To lift us up in those times.
Amen.
Because you know the enemy means to kill you with that.
Yes.
Those things that he brings that come with such a force that you didn't expect, it's like a boxer in a ring. And all of a sudden he don't see that right cross coming, or he don't see that uppercut coming. And he's dazed, starting to get unsteady. That's what it's like. But part of the kingdom is you and I have a support in those times.
Amen.
That unexpected death, that unexpected illness, that's when God can really show you what's in the kingdom.
Thank you,
I want to get Psalms 48 and 12. Psalms 48 and 12. It says,
walk about Zion.
Walk about Zion.
Go round about her.
Tell the towers thereof. Now, when you and I think about this particular scripture, it's talking about us exploring all the benefits of God. You and I are not going to live in salvation, not discover the benefits of God, and then expect to go into heaven and fit right in. Part of heaven is having God work down here. I'm going to live saved and go through life struggling. There's a place where God gets us, where the problems and the tests of life, we are able to rise above it and able to live with a steady, clear mind, peace and joy in our heart.
Yeah.
And it's going to be just like heaven. Heaven is minus the cares of this world.
Right. Right.
The place that God has prepared.
Yes.
But here David was talking about, he said, walk about Zion. Go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. He expects you and I in our salvation to explore what he has for us. Those situations in life are to serve the purpose for us to find something in God that we haven't found.
Amen.
I remember I had a Chevy truck. Truck had a It was a manual transmission. It had a bearing issue. Mm-hmm. And they hadn't recalled it. And so I didn't have the money to take it to the shop. Never worked on that part of the car before. I changed some batteries, changed some spark plugs, changed some tires, brakes. Not a throwout bearing. So I got out there the first time, put the car up on the jacks. It took me, I want to say, 6 hours. I had a few frustrated moments, too. You know them kind when you got your tool and it ain't working right, and so you either slam that tool on the floor or you slam it against the car because you're frustrated. Was I saved? Yes, I was. But you know what? I'm human, too. And I had done one vital mistake. Forgot to ask God for help. I got the manual. You know, you got the little repair manual, and it gives you the step-by-steps of what you need to do. 6 hours. Well, guess what happened? The bearing went out again. So I get under that car, get it all jacked up. I knew exactly how everything came apart. Well, this time it took me even longer because of that one vital mistake. Didn't ask God for help. See, I'd done it once, so I was familiar with the process. So I figured I got this time. And after 8 hours, I was really frustrated. Matter of fact, it was almost 1 o'clock before I finished. 1 o'clock in the morning. Well, guess what happened? Went out again. I finally learned. I said, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the Lord to help me. Amen. Because when you get that throw out bearing back in place, the actual clutch plate is separate from the bearing. And they have this little plastic tool that you're supposed to put in there, line it up, and then you take the plastic tool out, then you got to slide the transmission in. Well, that's what was causing me the problem. Except for this time I prayed. Yes. Do you know it only took me about 45 minutes to do the job? Because the Lord lined that thing up and it went right in place. I put the screws in and I was done. And I sat there and I said, why didn't I ask God the first time? But see, this is what he does in our life. He brings things along and we've got to deal with them. And sometimes we don't deal with them the way he wants. Man, I'm giving him the kingdom. But he doesn't make them. Now, Aaron, why don't you just don't do nothing until you pray to me first? He don't say that. We have to voluntarily ask him. No matter the situation. There have been jobs that I have done in the past year that people asked me to do that I had no idea how to do. I Googled it. I YouTubed it. And I still didn't understand what they were doing. And so I said, Lord, I don't know how to do this job, but this person asked me to do it. Will you tell me what to do? And you know he did exactly that. He said, you do this, this, this. And then when I got done with the job, the person was really happy with how it turned out. And the only thing I could say was, thank the Lord. That's right. He'll give you the kingdom. It's there for you. It's not just over on that side. He said, I will put the kingdom within you. It's supposed to be a part of our lives. It's supposed to be a part of everything that we do. That when people look at us, they say, there is something different about that person. They got a hold of something that I don't have, and I want it. So walk about Zion. Go round about her, tell the towers thereof. In another place, it said to tell the children. Those that are coming after us, they need to know what the kingdom is all about. And it's not just that you get saved. It's about living with victory in your life. It's about being able to overcome every obstacle that comes against us. Songwriter said this. Number 499. He asked a question here. Have you walked about Mount Zion? Round her towers great and tall. Have you seen her mighty bulwarks? Have you seen her shining walls? See her palaces so lovely, shining forth in splendor bright. In the city of the ransom, where there never comes the night. Yes, the city has foundations. She is built upon the rock. She has stood the howling tempest and will stand the judgment shock. No storm cloud shall gather over it, neither cast a shadow there. Jesus is the light forever in that city, bright and fair. This fair city is Mount Zion. 'Tis the new Jerusalem. 'Tis the church of God. He brought her. She's the fair bride of the Lamb. Yes. Then the chorus says, walk about Mount Zion, brother. See the bride in spotless white. Yes. With her name enrolled in heaven, she is walking in the light. Yes. He said, fear not, little children. Yes. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Yes. Now, when I think about this, this songwriter was a man who understood what was in the kingdom. Yes. And not only did he understand it, he lived by it every single day. I'm sure that he didn't go through life without any problems, without any trials, without any temptations. And so you and I have to get a hold of this. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what generation or what year you live in. This is the recipe for success. Amen. If you are here today and you are struggling with your salvation, go about Mount Zion and see what it's all about. Because it said it'll stand a judgment shock. You and I have to get a hold of it. We have to humble on down and let God deal and work with us till we get it in such a way that we can live that way. Amen. Jesus said, except you become as little children, you won't enter the kingdom. We don't want to get to the end of our journey, struggle our way along, and not make it in to the real kingdom over on the other side, that eternal kingdom. Yes. I can guarantee you that there are going to be people there that we have admired in the Bible. There's going to be people there that have come before us, and if they were able to do it in their generations, you know they suffer things we don't never have to suffer. Yes. How many of y'all wash your clothes with a washboard? How many of you have to get up and actually chop wood before you can even cook? Do you understand? Every generation has situations that they deal with. We live in a modern generation. There's everything handed to us. We got everything at our fingertips, but we're still going to go through trials and tests. And we got to get a hold of the kingdom just like they did. Because that's the only way we're going to be able to make it through. The enemy is going to make sure that something comes our way to try to trip us up, try to get us off track. But this is what it's going to take to make it in. And God's saying, I'm giving you the kingdom. Jesus knew his will, and he said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What are you missing out on? How many battles do you fight on your own?
Lord, help us. Help me.
Yes. How many times does the enemy send something your way, and even though you may not say it, you think about something that ain't righteous? God knows where we all are. And he has the kingdom for every single person. And he means for us to live with victory. He means for us to show the people around us, yes, in 2023, you can live a full salvation with victory in your soul, with God working out any problem that you take to him. Pray for me.